Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Show. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to you, some of you that are just waking up and they're just listening to the Lizzie T Show here in Toronto, Canada. It is Sunday for some of you that are connecting with us right now. It is Sunday. It is an amazing day. And I have to say that even though it is getting cold, cold, cold here in Canada, getting very, very cold. We had a little bit of drizzly snow. As some of you know that I am a huge fan of being healthy and being active. So I just went for my long hour walk, and it is getting cooler. It's getting cooler because that's really what it's all about here in Canada. The weather is getting, you know, that time of year. Unfortunately, that time of year. You know, where the winter and all that good stuff starts, and pretty soon we will have some snow as winter approaches, and that's really what it is. There's absolutely nothing we can do about that. But I'm hoping that some of you that are in different parts of the world are able to experience some nicer weather, because in some parts of this beautiful world that our Lord has created, it is summertime. So for our friends in South America, Brazil, and all over South America, you're experiencing a wonderful spring, nice weather, and enjoying the weather. I would like to express my huge thanks to everyone who is connected with us right now. Don't forget that we are on social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, and also on Instagram, the Lizzie T Show. Also on, yes, we're doing TikTok. Yes, on TikTok. And yes, also on our website, lizzyt.com. Also, I would like to give my huge thanks to our great sponsor, cultures. I would like to make sure that they get their word, they get their spot. Their spot. And so thank you so much, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring this show, and also Natasha Bridgmahan, which is one of our sponsors. So I will have our words of a sponsor, and I'll be right back with my guest, hopefully that it will wait patiently for him to connect with us. And also a huge thanks to my publisher, the Magnetic Entrepreneur, for publishing my book. So The Greener Pastures is here, and you can find it in Amazon. So I'll be right back after my words to my sponsor.
Hi, I'm Natasha Bridgmahan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Bridgmahan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Bridgmahan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Hello, hello, and I'm back. I'm back. Thanks again, Natasha Bridgmahan, for sponsoring my show. And that is a song from our guest, which it is on our line right now. And don't worry, I will be playing the full song. That is just a teaser, a wonderful teaser that will be played right after the interview, because, you know, I love music and talk about music, guys. Don't forget that right after our talk, I hate calling it interview, right after I talk with our guests, we will have our full section, our full half an hour with music, right? What is a radio station without music? So that's, so yeah, we have obviously the song from our guest, and also we have a lot of other variety. We have a lot of songs. And just for you not to forget, this interview will be posted on Hip Hop Weekly, which is incredible. So we're partnering up with Hip Hop Weekly, and we are definitely working together to have musicians and artists and people from all over the world connected here with Liz D Show right in Toronto, Canada. So before I bring my guests on, I want to make sure that you get to know a little bit more who I'm talking about. So the name of this artist is OK Ken. He is a fascinating artist with a range of unique twist to history. While not all uncommon for famous artists to have had other jobs before breaking through the music scene, and that's a given, everyone. Just to make sure that you know that you have to put the background work, and how you do it, sometimes you have to have a second gig or something going before you break out. Okay, Ken hails from rather unique background. Originally born Ken Allen, the artist grew up in South East Texas region, my goodness, Texas, before locating to North Dakota to pursue the sports and academic. His academic journey later saw him emerge with a degree on healthcare. What a change, eh? Well, maybe he's still doing that, which ultimately led him to the innovative position of healthcare executive for Renewal Hospital in the area, which with focus on elderly care. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that, especially in times like this. Following the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic, OK Ken was forced to turn to other ventures to make sure that he has an income in his time, right? And one of those ventures included music. I knew it. The artist's songs explore the tragedy that it was in the pandemic. Like many people, right, we had to reinvent ourselves and do different things. And you know, like myself, I used to go in venues and interview artists. Now we have to do it mostly over the net. As many restrictions that were forced to endure for OOK, the pandemic also had an interesting side, like I just said, like all of us, in the sense that he opened his eyes to his musical potential. I guess a lot of us dedicated a little bit more time now that we have the time to do things that we had put on the back burner. And guess what? He exploded with his new side, taking the page from the book of renewal artists such as Drake. I wanted to ask him who he looked up to, but I guess we have the answer right here. Black Eyed Peas and Migos. OK King creates music that will be best described as a creepy mix of variety and style. Someone who greatly enjoys lots of different music styles. OK King was wonderful at the wonderfully ability to create music to any of you who ever had heard before. So he gets an inspiration from all those great artists, but he has his own thing, blending together styles and beats that make his own music across wonderfully unique. So that's incredible. And guys, you can find a little bit more about OK Can on the website, and let's bring him on because we really need to talk to him, don't you think? So let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, Alcan, and welcome to Canada, Toronto. Welcome to the Lucy T Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How's it going?
It's going awesome. Well, I mean, in Toronto, Canada, we're starting to feel a little bit of the coldness, and it's raining, and it's +3 right now, but it feels cooler than that. I assume that where you are right now in North Dakota, it gets pretty cool as well. Or, I mean, you're in Texas right now, right?
Currently I'm in Texas, yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a pretty awesome weather. You guys, Texas is one of my favorite places. So let's get into it. Like, I mean, music was always within you, but you studied to be in the healthcare industry, hospitality, and taking care of the elder. That was what you studied for. And assuming as I read from your bio, you know, with the pandemic and everything that's going on, things kind of turned around. But I wanted to know, music, was it something that you always had it within you from early age, childhood, or something that you got to know while you in church perhaps, or family members? Do you have any mother, uncles, or cousin that are in the music industry, or that they were playing music at home all the time? How did you get into music? How music reached your heart?
Well, I mean, I think everybody has a special place for music in their heart. But I think specifically for me, you know, making music and stuff like, that really didn't come into, like, any type of factor into, like, COVID. You know, I was just a person that always listened to music. I love music, of course. I used to be a DJ, you know, back in the day. But, you know, I just, you know, never thought about making music myself. But, you know, I guess, like, having some time to, like, really come home, like, after COVID, like, not really having to, you know, go many places because, you know, things were closed. You know, you have to make, you know, some your time useful. And I guess, you know, being able to just play around and see what type of thing you can do, like to be creative with your time. I started making, you know, beats. And, you know, after that, you know, I needed someone to probably get onto the track. I didn't really know anybody. And I think Kanye probably said it the best. You know, he was like, you know, people wouldn't get on his beats, and he didn't know anybody, so he had to get on to himself. But that's basically what I had to do. And, you know, that's kind of how I started making it, just really being creative during the COVID time.
Wow, that's awesome. And you know, you're not the only one. I've been talking to so many artists that COVID, the last 2 years, it's been kind of the turnaround, the definition point. Whether you had music, you know, just as a spare time or as a hobby, it turned into a full-time thing or not even a full-time thing, but more of a serious thing. And, you know, this is serious. I'm not playing around anymore. I'm gonna make something more meaningful to my life other than just a pastime, which is incredible. And a lot of us did that. You know, we had the time in our hands, and we said, you know what, let's be productive. Let's do something with this time and not just watch around TV all day or be in the internet or watching things that are not productive. So good for you. Good for you for taking the time and being very, very productive. And you love it. I mean, it looks and it sounds like I've heard your song, and it sounds like you really are good at it and you really love it. And talking about love it, I mean, when people see you, you know, Okan, you know, what's up now? Are you a full-time musician? What about this or what about that? What is the reaction that you get from friends and family members? Are they supporting you or are they criticizing you? Because there is. I mean, let's face it. We have people that, you know, the naysayers, people that don't want the best for us because they don't think that we could do it. But what is the reaction from friends and family members? Do you have support?
I mean, you know, of a few of my friends and stuff that were able really to get the word out, you know, they've done, you know, been great supporters for me. But no, like right now, I'm currently, you know, I'm under kind of like an alias. There's a few people who kind of know that who I am because I let it out. But, you know, usually if people, if they find me, it's because they have to do a lot of digging. You know, right now, I'm still working in the healthcare industry, you know, so I do try to keep, you know, my professional side and my, you know, my music side, like, you know, kind of like under wraps. So as of now, like, you know, it's just, you know, people who really just been able just, like I said, they've done their study or they've, a few of the things got out and, you know, I've been able to tell some people and, you know, of course, they're big fans, you know, and they support me for sure and they get the word out. They kind of respect how I kind of want to get it out as of now. But, yeah, I know, I think it's just kind of a little strategy I'm doing right now. So, you know, the people who usually find me is because they search a lot.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you still have your let's say your day job, and then you have your gig, which you turn it into something a little bit more serious and more professional, because we never know, right? The world, the way the world is right now, you always have to have, and I always say this, plan A, B, C, D, the whole alphabet. And obviously, you have to have also, you also have to have something that you love, right? Which is definitely music. So the people that you look after, you know, the elderly, and when you do you ever, you know, sometimes start rapping to them or singing to them or I don't know. Sometimes, you know, especially a job like yours, and I really admire you, people like yourself that have to go through what we went through the last 2 years with the pandemic, taking care of the elderly and seeing so many, especially the elderly, affected a lot of, were most affected with the COVID-19. I mean, it must have been really hard. So for you to be able to let it go and, you know, kind of it's you have to go to music or in other people, you have to go to, you know, extreme exercise or the walk to let it out, right? Because it's so much work, it's so much negativity going on, and you seeing all the stuff that has been going on. So do you get to sing or to rap to your client sometimes?
No, like what I will do is, you know, I do allow them to hear, like, you know, some type, you know, the music and things like that, you know, instrumentals and things that I've created. You know, little fun things like that, you know, more of a friendly environment, things, the type of things like that. But when it comes to actual giving concerts and, you know, rapping to them and doing things like that, no, they haven't had the opportunity, you know, the leisure of doing that. Just my close friends, they've had that.
Well, you know, I think you should, especially, you know, sometimes you must probably, I don't know if they're senile or they're coherent or not, and I know that because I did took care of my father, who was had Alzheimer's and also had lots of health issues, and we decided to take care of him at home. So I know that sometimes the only thing that took care of him, especially those days that he was really, really not cooperative, let me put it this way, with dementia, it was actually play music. And believe it or not, I believe that is a beautiful instrument. It's a beautiful way of using. And I used to put it really loud, and it would calm him down incredibly enough. So I know that music has a huge amount of power. So I wanted to be able to ask you, you know, you're starting your career. This has been in the last 2 years. How do you see yourself? What do you want to get out of this? Because obviously, because you're starting to promote yourself. You have this song going on, which is playing on, I assume. And by the way, I don't want to forget people to know where can they find you if they want to download your songs. Where can they reach you? Can you share with us your social media presence?
Yeah. So like, you know, if on Spotify, you know, it's on all streaming platforms, they're able to, you know, go to OK Ken and, you know, listen to the songs I have out. You know, there's going to be more coming out that I'm going to, you know, be releasing the EP sometime in January is what I plan. You know, but other than that, you know, my social media presence is kind of like, you know, on the low side. You know, I honestly couldn't even tell you what my Instagram handle is. That's how much I use it. So you know, eventually those individuals who are looking for me, I'm going to end up putting that information and on my Spotify account, so they'll be able to, you know, look at my little biography that I have there, and they'll be able to find it there. You know, other than that, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to give it to my publicist. He'll be able to put it out for me.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, that's one of the things that you probably, with your publicist, it's just, you know, get – make sure that you are getting ready to get your name across social. Right now, it doesn't matter if you have a website or not, but if you are on Instagram or even Facebook, and I'm glad that you are on Spotify. So I asked you a little bit early, what is your intention to do what you're doing? Obviously, get your music across, but how do you see yourself in the next couple of years? Because you have accomplished so much in the last 2 years just by you leaving work and then going home and being proactive and writing music. What do you want to accomplish at the end of this whole journey?
Within the whole journey, I appreciate music, and I definitely like the music that I make. It, you know, is definitely something that people will see opposite of, you know, usually what I portray. But I think, you know, eventually at the end of the day, you know, I would just like to be respected, like, you know, in the music industry. I think, you know, it just would be a great opportunity for me to be able just to continue to make music, for me to be able to get it to the people, for them to enjoy it, and, you know, for, you know, me to be able just to, you know, live that type of life. So I think, you know, just making music, being appreciated in the industry, that's something that I'm just looking forward to doing.
And you know what? I think that's an awesome goal. That's a good goal. That's a realistic goal. You know, a lot of people kind of, and I would say dreaming's not the big deal. You know, you could have it as high as you wanted, but sometimes people give themselves such a big expectation, and when they get disappointed, they don't want to get back on the horse. In your case, I see that you're very realistic to what you want to accomplish, and strong, but steady. It's the best way of doing it, and you're doing great. So I read here that you get inspired by Drake and Black Eyed Peas and Migos. Anybody else that you get inspired by, or when you write your stuff, where do you get your inspiration from? Do you get it from, I don't know, a fight with a girlfriend, or I'm not sure if you're married or not, you know, things that you see at in the street, or a movie that you just made you cry, or things that happens at work? Where do you get your inspiration to write your music? And I assume that you write all of it, right?
Yes, I write all of it. You know, I produce all of it. I would say my inspiration probably comes from, you know, like when I want to have a good time, I like to, you know, probably go out maybe to some bars or some clubs. You know, you like to hear good music. You like to see some dancing. You like to see, you know, some girls, you know, probably, you know, getting down on the floor and shaking it. So that's what, you know, that's what kind of makes me happy, you know, when I had a long day or something, you know, to kind of just to let my hair down. So that's kind of what I get my inspiration from, you know, basically saying things that I want to probably see, like, you know, just to kind of relax after I've had, like, a long week of work or something like that or a long day. You know, just to kind of like, you know, of some vacation type of vibe, you know. So, like I said, and you know, Migos kind of gives me that type of party type of mode, you know. Black Peas does the same thing. And sometimes, you know, you want to have those calm type of quiet nights, and that's what Drake gives me sometimes, you know. And sometimes he can hype it up too, but, you know, that's kind of like the, you know, the little mixture that I go for. That's what I feel like a lot, and it just depends, you know, because sometimes I can switch the genre on you. I go to a hard rock place and go to a corn, and I kind of mix like some maybe some crazy things in with a trap beat. So, you know, there's going to be some things that you probably see from me like, oh, I wasn't expecting that, but I kind of like it a little bit. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of my inspiration kind of comes on how I feel, I guess, on that time.
And I think that's a good way of doing it because it comes from your heart, is genuine, and people can see that. And I can tell you, you know, you a public, your audience can see how genuine you are and how true you are to yourself. And you're not trying to be like another artist. You're trying to be yourself, and that shows and that transpired through your music. So one of the things that I noticed too is that you know, within 2 years, you were able to accomplish quite a bit, you know, promoting yourself and having this solo that we're going to be playing pretty soon and all that. How does it feel, you know, that, and you also have a your promoter, your PR person. This interview, by the way, will be be played and posted it into Hip Hop Weekly. And so how does it feel that after all the hard work, you know, you're making it, really. You're making it. How does it feel that your music is on Spotify? I mean, you're thinking, who am I? What did I do to deserve this? I mean, I can tell the answer right away. You're working hard, and that's really what it takes. But how does it make you feel? Do you have to pinch yourself once in a while? I'm like, oh, cool, I'm in Spotify.
I mean, I think, you know, just being able to have an opportunity is fun. But, of course, there's more, so much more to gain. You know, right now, I mean, you know, I think I'm very grateful that there's individuals who so far like the music and appreciate, you know, like the art that I'm putting out. But there's so much more for me to be able to gain. And, you know, and I just want to take that like one step at a time. And as I continue to grow and as people continue to support me or, you know, feel that they want to continue to like to, you know, jump on the OK Ken bandwagon, and that is great. That's great for me. So, but I'm just looking forward to, you know, what's more to gain in the future.
I really liked it that you're level-headed and you're down to earth. It's not taking you to over the cloud kind of thing, that you know that you have accomplished a lot, but you know that you have a lot more to go. And hard work is one of the things that is very, very important, and you're doing that. I mean, you can't get more hard working than this. For you that have that type of work that you do in healthcare, taking care of the elderly and the sick, in times like this, that should be enough. But no, music is definitely not on the back burner anymore, and you wanted to do it. And after a hard day of work that you continue doing this, so that's incredible. Kudos to you, and I'm very, very impressed, and a huge applause. Incredible. Guys, we are live right now. We are with OK Ken, an artist right from Southeast Texas, originally from North Dakota, north of the United States, close to Canada, a little colder, but he is with us right now live. I am so, so impressed and honored to have him with us today on a Sunday evening. Don't worry, this show will be posted on all our social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, the Face Lizzie T Show, and also it will be on Hip Hop Weekly. And if you are interested in interacting with us, with me or my incredible international artist, OK Can, with me, you can always do so by calling at 319-527-6752. Again, is 519-527-6752, and you can say hi, you can ask him question, you can ask him, you know, when is he going to be playing out there, which that's what I want to know too, if he has any gigs planned for coming up, maybe the holidays. But we will cut for a couple of words to my sponsor and we'll be right back. Don't go away with OK Can.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
You know what I want.
Hello, hello, we're back. Don't worry. A lot of you are very antsy and want to hear the whole song. You will. Don't worry. Right after our talk with OK Can, you will be able to hear the whole song. We will be playing it for your delight. And some of you are probably wondering, you know, when is Z going to be performing for us to go see? Are there any tickets out there? Well, I don't know. We have to ask them directly. But if you would like to interact, get some inspiration, maybe ask them some pertinent questions, things that are interest to you, especially if you are an artist, and particular things, maybe inspiration, you can always do so personally by calling us at 319-527-6752. So Ken, people are wondering, I'm wondering, are you planning a gig, a show for the holidays, anything in the books? Are you considering something for the holiday season, anything at all in the books?
Well, currently no, not right now. Right now, I'm aging on the holiday season is mostly family time, so that's what I'm planning on doing. You know, there's like a few things I'm going to tighten up specifically for the new release that I'm going to do for my EP in January, just to let everyone, you know, go and hear that. But for the holidays, no, I'm not planning on really doing anything. Just being with family.
No worries. Well, you are working on an EP, and I assume that the EP probably will have, what, six songs on it or something like that. So you have this one that I play right now that we will be playing the whole thing. And also, I assume that you're working on a couple of others. This one is called You Know What I Want. Is there any other songs in the game?
Well, yeah, there's going to be, you know, a few others, like I said, on the EP, you know, that people are going to be able to listen when I go ahead and drop it right now. Of course, I have another song that's out currently, and they can go stream that. That one's called Back Out on Spotify, and, you know, all other streaming platforms that go along with it. But, yeah, so those are the only two songs that are out right now. But, again, the EP is going to be coming out soon with much more.
January. Wow. Very, very excited. Good for you. I guess you're working really, really hard to not only to fulfill your dreams, but to get your audience and get your people listening to the whole collection of your inspiration and your ideas and your the whole everything that is to you. So that's incredible. I love it. So my final question, and I can't believe already we've been here for about 35 minutes, 40 minutes, give or take. Unfortunately, this show is only an hour, but don't worry, we have to have you back. And to play more music. But my last question is, you know, for people that is listening to us on the other side of the world, and we do have about 74 countries. The other day we have somebody from Bahamas, which was the very first time, so I'm very happy about that. More listeners, the better. We have about 10,000 listeners. If not today, it will be throughout the show. And they're seeing you, you know, so inspired, so focused, so dedicated, and I see you as very successful. And I always have to stress that I don't mean successful as financially successful. I say successful, everyone, meaning that you're doing what you love to do. What would you advise somebody who is listening and they want to be like OK Can, they want to accomplish all their dreams, they want to be able to launch that solo, that LP, or maybe write that book. Let's go into another aspect, you know, writer, they want to start that own business. And in your case, you have two things on the go. You have your day job, and then you have this. What would you say to somebody who's listening on the other side of the world? How would you inspire? Give us some words of wisdom to somebody on the other side of the planet, on the other side of the world, that will inspire them to keep going or to start something. Love to hear what you have to say.
You know, I mean, the things that you got to continue to do is that there's going to be hard times for everybody. I don't think anybody's, like, you know, going to be, you know, not having hard times. It's like, this is what life has, you know. So, I mean, anything that you do, if you see yourself going somewhere, you see a dream, you see accomplishment, anything that you want, even if you're holding it just a little bit, just go after it. I mean, there's some things that, you know, that are probably going to be in the way, but be smart about it. I mean, you know, there's things that, you know, just have common sense. And just think about the things that you're doing. Be 100% sure that you want to do it, and then figure out how you can do it. But don't quit on it.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Okay, Ken, I'm at awe right now. That's incredible. Guys, if you didn't hear anything today, I hope that you just fast forward to this last section, because I've heard everything. I've been doing this for over 6 years, and I've heard everything. One of the things that really, really impressed me with OK Can is that, you know, the very first thing he said is, know that you're going to have hard times at the beginning. And I heard the common denominator for that question that I always ask is just keep at it, just do it. And that, I would say 50% of my guests always answers that. This is the first time that I've actually heard somebody said, know that you're going to have hard times. And the first time, which I'm going to take this myself, it's not always a bed of roses. And if you realize that when you start, you're going to have hard times, and you just know it for a fact, okay, I'm going to have a hard time, but I'm going to keep going. I think that's the battle halfway won. And be smart. Number two, be smart about it. And how do we are smart? We know that we're going to have hard times, but we're going to be smarter. So we're going to choose our goals. We're going to choose our battles. And I love it, love it. And number three is common sense. Wow. It is so difficult for people to realize that most of the time it's just common sense. I'm not going to go that route, because it's common sense that it's not going to work, right? I'm going to go this way. And love it. Three tips that if you didn't get anything at all today, guys, those three things, whether you're a musician and you want to break it into the music industry, whether you're a writer, whether you want to start your business as an entrepreneur, whether you want to start a side gig, know that you're going to have hard times at the beginning. Love it. Love it. I'm going to keep this. I'm going to quote you. I'm going to put that on my social media, and for people to get that. You got to get that. Wow. Okay, Ken, it's been an incredible time speaking to you. I'm so inspired. I hope you guys were inspired as well. We only have 20 minutes left, and I know some of you said, well, Lizzie, what about the song? It's coming. coming. It's coming. Thank you for your time, for your, I know you're very, very tired. I'm not sure if you work today, but I appreciate your presence here all the way from Texas in Canada. And keep up the amazing work that you do it, and you are doing amazing. For only 2 years to be doing what you're doing, kudos to you. Kudos to you. Any last word, my friend?
No, I think, you know, for the most part, I know, just thank you, everybody, for listening, for taking the time out to, you know, try something new, try a new genre or whatever it might have been, try a new artist. But I appreciate, you know, all the listens and, you know, the compliments. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, my friend. My pleasure. And for your delight, this is everyone, OK Kent, and the song is called You Know What I Want. Enjoy it, everyone, and we'll be back after that.
You know what I want.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie P. Bob Pop Radio Show.
Let me count the ways. Your passion soft and consumes me like the lick of a native tongue tune. Reality is ours to create. Fantasy is ours to mold.
Dream my love, dream my body and my soul.
Question out my faith. I'm pledged to be your lover. And when I started loving you, I knew I'd never love another. I'm like a child within your arms. Won't you
come inside and play with me?
Spend the day with me. Stop. Don't stop. Ecstasy.
And that, everyone, is from a DJ and is from Matt, and he is from the Netherlands. We had him on the show about a year ago now, or the beginning of the pandemic, actually, and beginning of the year. Next, everyone, it is an incredible, incredible artist, and it was on the show about a year ago. He is Park Row, and the song is called F-350.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing. Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when, barely even had a plan of action. My finger was missing the back end, think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels, now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it, but as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will, I never will.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
The ride got 700 horses, I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches, 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous, my work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
And that, everyone, was Open Sky with Todd Barrow, which is from Texas. And we had him on the show about a couple of years ago, but we still follow him. We're still playing his music and we're still supporting. And that comes to the end of our show. Sorry, we didn't have enough time to play all the songs that were submitted to us, but not to worry. We will be back soon with another show, another guest, and another phenomenal interview. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. And God bless and have an amazing, amazing day.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? Canadian show, North American radio show.
You know what I want.
Keisha, Misha, Tisha, Zoe, Hannah, Felicia. They only good.